It's the upstarts versus the establishment.
Again.
You come again.
I'm Rick Pluta.
I'm Zoe Clark. This is It's Just Politics.
We are talking about the gay rights movement here in Michigan.
Indeed. Last Friday, a new ballot committee filed with the state. Fair Michigan wants to add the words gender, gender identity, and sexual orientation to the Equal Protection Clause of the state constitution.
To protect people who identify as LGBT from being fired.
Or denied housing or public accommodations.
That's after conservative Republicans in the legislature refused to add those protections to the state's civil rights law.
So instead, there was talk of going to the ballot to initiate the law. But the group that we will call the LGBT establishment.
That's the ACLU. Equality Michigan, they balked. Too expensive, they said. No guarantees of success.
So rather than a ballot, they opted to continue their strategy of working the legislature to pass a law.
Because past failure does not guarantee future results. So enter Fair Michigan and a familiar character if you've followed the legal challenge to Michigan's same-sex marriage ban.
If basic protections against discrimination don't belong in the Constitution, then I'm not really certain what the Constitution is for.
That is Dana Nessel, one of the lead attorneys in DeBoer versus Snyder. That was the Michigan case that led to the Supreme Court declaring that gay marriage is legal in the U.S.
Nessel and prominent Lansing Republican attorney Richard McClellan are co-chairing Fair Michigan, and they are bringing an impressive bipartisan roster of supporters, but not that LGBT establishment.
Right, and this is quite reminiscent of the divide over April DeBoer and Jane Rouse's case.
At first, the LGBT establishment didn't think Michigan was the right place or the right time to stage that fight. And as it turned out, of course, they were wrong.
Now, fast forward to present day, and the ACLU and Equality Michigan want a legislative strategy to adopt LGBT protections.
Because they fear the ballot.
Right. First, it would be expensive. Although we should note there is wide disagreement on just how many millions of dollars it would cost.
A statewide LGBT rights ballot campaign has never been done before. Mm-hmm. And they also fear the counter campaign that could erode the wide support that currently appears to exist among Michigan residents not in the state legislature for these protections.
Houston's Proposition 1 bathroom ordinance. What does it mean to you? Any man at any time could enter a woman's bathroom simply by claiming to be a woman that day. No one is exempt. Even registered sex offenders could follow women or young girls into the bathroom. And if a business tried to stop them, they'd be fined.
That's an ad airing in Houston, where its human rights ordinance faces a ballot challenge.
Houston recently elected a gay woman as mayor.
And at the beginning, the human rights ordinance initially polled about 70%, but after opposition, it's now hovering just above or below 50%.
Friday's filing allows Fair Michigan to fundraise, but the campaign has not started gathering signatures, not yet. LGBT groups will be watching tomorrow's vote in Houston to help gauge whether they're going to hang back or get on board.
Here I go again on my own. Going down the only road I've ever known.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.